Hey there, it is Eva. Welcome back to the channel, Women Blazing Trails. Today, I want to talk about something that I get asked, not asked, but a lot of people always have this kind of, so how do I explain this? I always stutter when I'm trying to like start something. So a lot of people think that because I went from being a hairdresser to being a freelance writer to now I run two websites. I have a bunch of self-help books. I have courses, and people think that I have some magical special talent or skill or something that helped me catapult my online career to what it is today. No, that didn't happen. And a lot of people, when I get a lot of emails, or I can't do that, or I don't know how, or I'm not good enough, or I don't have the skills. Somebody somewhere is doing something, is already, and I say this all the time, somebody somewhere in the world right now is already making a really good living, probably having like the best life they've ever had, making money and living their dream, doing something that they love that you probably love too. You know what I mean? So let's say you're like a dog petter, or you pet puppies or something. And you're like, I don't know how to make money petting puppies. Somebody in the world somewhere is already making money petting puppies and having the best life ever. That's the point I'm trying to make. So a lot of people think that, I'm this wonderful, I've overhauled my life. I've made all these great changes. I've done all this amazing stuff. Oh my God, Eva, how did you do it? Well, it was hard work, a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, a lot of perseverance. I was a hairdresser, right? I cut hair. I cut hair for 25 years. That's what I did. I cut hair. Nothing special. I didn't graduate high school. I don't have any special diplomas or degrees. Well, I do have one in correctional worker. And I have a certificate as a feng shui practitioner, and I have a hairdressing license. What else do I have? Like, that's all I have. Nobody, I don't have any degrees or special training or special education to that got me to where I am today. I learned how to become what I am today, which is an online business owner. I run two websites. I have all the social media accounts that go with it. I have books. I have courses. I taught myself how to do that because I had a passion. Pay attention. This is the kicker. I had a passion. I had a really deep passion to help people have better lives, be happier, have more joy in their life, make changes, live the life that they want to live. I had a passion to show people how to do that. That's all I had. No special training. No degrees. I don't have any of that. I figured it out. So when people come to me and say, oh, Eva, I don't know how to do this, or I can't, or I don't know how, or I'm not sure, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough. I was a hairdresser. I want you to remember that. I was a hairdresser. That's all the education I have, besides the fact that I was a correctional worker, which has absolutely nothing to do with what I do now. I was a hairdresser for 25 years. I want that to sink in because so many of you think, I don't, I can't, I'm not, I don't. That's baloney. I'm calling bullshit on all of that right now because some of you, every single one of you, not some of you, every single one of you has a certain gift, a certain talent, a certain skill that nobody else in the world has. It is unique to you. It is unique to you. So I can say I'm a self-help guru, if you will. I hate that term, but if you will, I write books, but my gift is my voice because I don't hold back. I bear all, I tell stories, I swear. This is me. Like I just come on here and this is Eva. I don't bullshit. I don't pretend to be somebody I'm not. I share all my aches and pains. Like this is who I am. So that's my gift. My gift is my voice. So what's your gift? Like maybe you're really good at with babies, or maybe you're really good at knitting little baby booties, or maybe you're really good with old people, like people in nursing homes. I don't know what your gift is, but that gift that you have is unique to you. And yes, you can nurture it. You can, and you can create a life out of it, a job where you can actually make money. If you don't have a job, or if you are maybe, maybe some of you are retired and you're just living on your pension and your pension sucks and you don't know how to do it and you can't make your ends meet and blah, blah, blah. Figure out how to make money with your passion. Figure out how to make a living with your skill, because somebody somewhere in the world is doing that right now and laughing their way to the bank. So don't tell me I can't. Don't tell me I don't know how. Figure it out. Just figure it out. It's not easy. I'm not going to say, oh, it's so easy. Just fucking do it. It's not easy. It's fucking hard. But, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to change your life? How bad do you want a better life? How bad do you want to make five, high five or six figures a year? How bad do you want to level up? How bad? You got to think about your why. What's your why? Why do you want to make more money? Why do you want to do this? How bad and why? Think about that. Because the only thing that's stopping you is the bullshit story that you keep telling yourself that you can't. That is the only thing that is stopping you from living the life of your dreams. The only thing that stops you is what's going on in here. So you need to retrain. You need to, and I will talk about this in every fucking video if I have to. I don't care, because sometimes I say it differently and somebody catches that, can it just resonates with somebody at that particular moment. The stories that you got going on in your head, I'm too stupid. I don't know how. Oh my God, I've never, I can't, I don't know how. You need to switch that off, because that doesn't serve you. That isn't going to get you anywhere. All that is going to do is going to keep you exactly where you are, and you're not happy where you are. So that bullshit, all those bullshit stories are just going to keep you there. But that's not where you want to be, because you're not happy there. You're not happy there. So you need to tell the bullshit committee in your head, take a back seat, shut up. Those are lies. Stop lying to me. Those are just bullshit stories. Okay, maybe I don't know how. Maybe that is true, but I will figure it out. I'm smart enough. I am smart enough to figure out how. Maybe I don't know how right now, but I'll figure it out. That's what you need to tell the bullshit committee. You're right. I don't know how. I'll give you that. But you know what? I will figure out how. So you're wrong there. So switch that, all those toxic thoughts and those limiting beliefs and all those stories that are plugged into your head. Stop them, switch them off, tell them to shut up, do whatever it is that you got to do. But sorry, I got itchy nose, but you need to take control of your mind. Only you can do that. Take control of your mind. I need to kiss a fool or something. Take control of your mind, because you're a big girl. You can do that. You're an adult. We can do the hard things. As much as we'd like to think that we can't, we can. We can do the hard things. I completely overhauled my entire fucking life, changed my career, left my country, started, I have two websites. We can do the hard things. Those are all really, really, really hard things for me to do. I was a hairdresser. Those are really hard things for me to do. And I figured it out. So yeah, you can do the hard things. Tell that, all those voices in your head, you need to stop them. You need to shut them up. You need to tell them to, no, I'm the adult. This is my life. I got this. I can do this. And I want you to start taking little steps. Baby, you don't got to take giant fucking steps right now. Just take little steps. Go, okay, you know what? I'm really good at knitting baby booties. I'm really good at it. I'm so fucking good at it. Maybe I can start a YouTube channel and show other people how to knit baby booties. Maybe you're really good at teaching. Maybe you're really good at baby making baby booties, and you're really good at teaching people, because you have lots of patience to show people how to do things. So you can put those two things together and start a YouTube channel and show people how to knit baby booties, and you can be living your best life ever, doing two things that you love doing, knitting baby booties and showing people how to do it and making money and living your best life doing that. You can do that. Use your imagination. Oh my God, the sky is the limit. People are making stupid amounts of money doing ridiculous things on the internet. Ridiculous things on the internet. So I don't want to hear I can't. I don't want to hear I don't know how. figure it out. Figure it out. If you want a better life, if you want to change your life, if you want to overhaul your life, figure your shit out. Because I know you can. I know you can. I really, really, truly know you can. Okay, I think I'm done lecturing you. I kind of feel like that was a lecture, but sometimes we need to hear that. Like, and I'll tell you, you know, when I hit, and I don't care, whatever, when I hit rock bottom and I went through my heart spell, I needed to hear this shit over and over again, but I didn't want that, Eva, I'm so sorry. I didn't want people to lick my wounds. I didn't want anybody to rub my back. I wanted somebody to smack me upside the head and say, get your fucking shit together. Stop wallowing in self-pity. And this is what you got to do now. Let's fucking go. And that's what I needed. Maybe not everybody needs that, but maybe some of you do need that. You don't need hand holding. You don't need wound licking. You don't need somebody to rub your back. You need somebody to say, you know what? You fucking got this. You've got the skills. Just start somewhere. Just start. Can you just start? Set a date on the calendar. On this date, I'm going to at least do some research. I'm just going to look into it on this date. Write it out. Set a reminder. I'm going to look into how to start a YouTube channel. I'm going to look into how to spend more time at the seniors' home and whatever, and entertain them, sing for them, or volunteer, or whatever. I'm going to look into it. I want you to mark a date on the calendar where you're going to start doing something. Take one little tiny baby step towards your goal, your dream life. That's what I want you to do. Okay, listen, I'm going to drop a bunch. There's going to be some really cool links down below. I really want you to check out the links. I've got my courses in there. Some cool blogs I just wrote. I want you to go check out the website. Please check out the website. Share my shit. Like, share my shit. That's how we grow. YouTube channels, that's how we grow. We grow by you liking and commenting and subscribing and sharing. That's how we grow. So I want to get my message out to more midlife women. And the only way I can do that is through you. So please share, hit the share button, subscribe, like, comment, love, all that good stuff. And I hope that this message resonated with, even if it resonated with one of you watching, then I can sleep good tonight. And I know I've done a good job. I love you guys. Thank you always so much for being here. Don't forget to check the links down below. I'll catch y'all back here next week on next week's video. Bye for now.